From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Government surveillance powers that lapsed early Monday should be reinstated soon. That's after the Senate gave final passage today to legislation extending those powers another 4 years. As NPR's David Welton explains, the so-called USA Freedom Act also ends the National Security Agency's massive collection of Americans' phone records.
The Republican-led Senate voted 67-32 in favor of the USA Freedom Act. Minority Leader Harry Reid praised the bipartisan bill.
It makes it so that people feel more secure about the intelligence operation we have going on in this country.
The big loser in this fight, pitting national security conservatives against civil libertarians, was Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who voted against the measure.
It does not enhance the privacy protections of American citizens, and it surely undermines American security by taking one more tool from our warfighters, in my view, at exactly the wrong time.
Bulk collection of phone records is to continue 6 months. After that, investigators will have to get specific data from the phone companies with a warrant. David Wellen, NPR News, Washington.
A college friend of Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev publicly apologized today for hiding key evidence from authorities. NPR's Toby Smith reports the now 21-year-old was sentenced today to 6 years in prison for his crimes.
Diaz Katerbayev says he's been thinking for 2 years about what he calls his stupid decision to take Tsarnaev's backpack and computer from his dorm and throw some of it in a dumpster. He did that and texted with Tsarnaev about it, even as the FBI was pleading for help in identifying the bombing suspects. The judge called it repugnant and said the sentence should send a message about obstructing terrorism investigations. This month, three other friends will also be sentenced on similar charges, and Tsarnaev himself will be formally sentenced to death in 3 weeks. Tovia Smith, NPR News at Federal Court in Boston.
Lawmakers say they want answers from Japanese airbag maker Takata about defective airbag inflators that have prompted one of the largest safety recalls in U.S. history. Faulty inflators that caused the bags to expand with too much force are now blamed for at least half a dozen deaths and more than 100 injuries worldwide. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration official Mark Rosenkind says his agency is concerned about one thing at this point.
All of NHTSA's actions are focused on achieving one main goal, the only acceptable goal, a safe airbag in every American vehicle.
Takata last month agreed to declare 33.8 million airbags defective on top of millions of others. It's not clear whether Greece will agree to it, but the main international lending groups say they have come up with a proposed cash for reform deal to present to the debt-plagued country. Greece and its creditors have been in a standoff for months on $7.2 billion worth of loans for the country that remain under a current bailout program. Stocks closed modestly lower today. The Dow was down 28 points at 18,011. The Nasdaq fell 6 points. The S&P dropped 2 points. You're listening to NPR. A federal prosecutor today told members of a jury in New Orleans a former BP executive lied to federal investigators when he explained how he came up with flow estimates from a 2010 oil rig explosion that sent crude oil spewing into the Gulf of Mexico. Defense attorneys today countered by saying prosecutors are trying to convict David Rainey based on an interview conducted nearly a year after the spill. They also questioned what reason Rainey would have had to lie. The case could go to the jury as soon as the end of this week. The woman known as the mother of folk music has died. Jean Ritchie was a leading figure in the folk revival of the 1950s and 60s. She was 92. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this remembrance.
Jean Ritchie was raised on the old mountain ballads of her native Kentucky.
All in the merry month of May, when the green buds they were swelling.
Her crystalline voice and dulcimer playing caught the attention of Alan Lomax, who recorded her for the Library of Congress. She was a regular at the Newport Folk Festival and recorded more than 40 albums. Ritchie, her parents, and 13 siblings were all singers. Jean Ritchie died Monday at her home in Berea, Kentucky. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
While hailing retailer Walmart's plans to raise minimum wages for its workers, many labor advocates say the company still needs to do more. While Walmart earlier said it's committed to increasing minimum wages for around 500,000 of its employees to $10 an hour, union officials say that still falls well short of what workers need in order to raise families. This is NPR.